is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Sydney High School. It's boys basketball game number two of the year on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. It's Sydney 1-0 on the young season versus Bellefontaine, also 1-0. The Sydney Yellow Jackets hyped up after that season-opening thumping at West Carrollton, 88-52, as 10 players scored for this fine Sydney squad. Sydney also hyped up after a very good football campaign. 6 wins, 4 losses. A lot of enthusiasm here at Sydney High School, Chuck. The football and basketball program certainly on the right course, and we see a number of football names sprinkled throughout this basketball roster, plus returning 5'10 senior hotshot guard Cameron Gallimore. Yeah, well, Gallimore is the man, and he's going to have a nice supporting cast this year because Darryl McNeil is just an athlete. I mean, I don't know how you guard that kid. He's so fast. And then we got the one I'm really looking forward to see tonight, Andre Gordon. He was the quarterback as a freshman,
yep.
And I was told by a couple of people that I really believe told me that better at basketball than he is at football. So I'm excited to see that. And they had a couple of freshmen, Hudgens and Roberts, in the JV game, and I'm watching them. They played two quarters each. They scored 16 and 14 points in those two quarters. The cupboard is packed for Sydney basketball.
So you're saying the future looks pretty good for the Sydney Yellow Jackets, coached by Andy Slaughter in his second year. He won 9 games a season ago. He's aiming for 15 or more here in 2015-16.
Well, I mean, you're going to play some young kids, so you're going to have some mistakes. But when you got Gallimore out there as a senior taking care of the basketball, you're in pretty good shape.
Cameron Gallimore rifled in 15 points for Sydney in that beating of West Carrollton last weekend. Isaiah Bowser had 12 in that game. Damian Duff, 6. Darryl McNeil, 8. Lorenzo Taborn, 6. Andre Gordon, about whom Chuck spoke seconds ago, pumped in 20 points in the victory at West Carrollton. Alec Gordon had 6. Devin Rogers had 6. Isaiah Hudgens had 4. Rontez Roberts had 2. 10 players got in the scoring column. Coach Slaughter figures to play at 9 or 10 just about every single game all year long. They won't be shy on depth, and the Yellow Jackets will run and push you to the limit.
They're going to run the floor. They're going to press you all over the place. They're going to get in your shorts in the half court defensively, and they're going to just be a fun, fun basketball team to watch this year.
Belle Fountain, a very good opponent here tonight for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. The Chieftains, a team that Sydney beat last year by a point in the last second at Belle Fountain. In fact, last season, Sydney pulled off heroics in 3 of the first 6 games a year ago, won 3 in the last second, also beat Troy twice last year, both in overtime, split with Piqua. So we saw signs last year of Sydney basketball improving significantly, and we expect Andy Slaughter, second-year head coach, to take the Yellow Jackets one big step forward again this year. You may recognize the name of the Belle Fountain head coach, Henry Stolle. He had a period of years coaching in Lehman High School. He was a 4-year head coach at Sydney Lehman. He's been at Belle Fountain now 18 years, connected with the basketball program, 9 as head coach. 2 years ago, right here, Belle Fountain had an easy time beating Sydney by 18 points. Belle Fountain won 16 games last season, and it's a club which, as I mentioned earlier, is also 1-0, having beaten Salina easily last week. Salina also dropped a 3-pointer to Versailles last weekend. So Belle Fountain, Sydney, both 1-0. Should be a very fine game. Neither team is big by high school standards, although the Yellow Jackets do feature Lorenzo Taborn, 6'5 senior, 295-pound football player. He will flex his muscle inside, and Sydney needs that.
He's a big kid, and he's not, for his size, he's really mobile to go along with that. He's a good basketball player.
Hayden Neese is 6 feet 2 inches tall for Belle Fountain. He is listed on paper as the post player. He'll be joined up front by 6 foot 4 inch Dawson Tillman, who plays all over the floor. He's a high quality performer, a junior. In fact, his brother was Belle Fountain's leading scorer 1 year ago. Jacob Rogan may be the man to watch. We'll keep an eye on number 15. He is a 6'5 senior forward. He can go inside, can go outside. He launched in 27 points
Wow.
in Belle Fountain's season opening win against Salina. So we've got some scores out there. I would expect, Chuck, if you don't score 17, 18 points a quarter in this game tonight, you're going to fall behind.
Yeah, I think it's going to be up and down the floor. It's fun basketball to watch, and both teams are very well coached. Stolle was one of the best coaches around.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Lehman wishes he was still there.
you might be right about that. good crowd on hand here at Sydney High School tonight for the Yellow Jackets home opener. The cheering section across the way is nearly full, except for maybe 18 or 20 seats far at each end beyond the baselines. Otherwise, the middle 80% of the grandstands on the far side packed, and very few empty seats down below, especially in that midsection right behind the scorer's table.
Great student section, but they're all wearing Pittsburgh Steeler jerseys. I don't understand that. Oh, wait a minute. That's Sydney, too. Okay.
No orange and black here at Sydney. A lot of black and gold, of course. Bell Fountain, black and red. Sydney in the home white tonight. The Chieftains on the road wearing the black with red and white trim. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, a second location now in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, developing Timber Trail, Route 25A, south edge of Anna, and also customizing homes to your plan, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service at Bambauer. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Frisch's in Sydney. Hey, what's your favorite thing? Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. So many thanks to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. And our pregame underwriting sponsor, the In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. We've got starting lineups, opening tip-off coming up in just a couple of minutes. It's Sydney home to Bell Fountain. Exciting boys hoop action tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
And welcome back here to Sydney High School. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, just a couple of minutes away from the start of tonight's game between Sydney and Bell Fountain here on scoresbroadcast.com. One of our fine underwriting sponsors, Goffney Furniture. Don't miss out on high-quality furniture at Goffney. Price just right for your convenience. Use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for added savings, Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. That's Route 47, just west of I-75. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Take advantage of the coupon on the website, GoffneyFurniture.com, for added savings for high-quality furniture priced just right. Sydney and Bill Fountain up next. Playing of our national anthem follows, then the starting lineups when we return here on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
Sydney and Bill Fountain boys tip it off here momentarily. Thursday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. We've got the Minster girls at home against New Knoxville. Minster, by the way, playing Versailles tonight at home. So Nan Stecholi, head coach of Minster, has got two home openers, so to speak, in the MAC this week, tonight and Thursday, against good clubs, Versailles and New Knoxville, and we're on hand with the play-by-play in color on Thursday night from Minster as the Wildcats take on the Rangers. Tip-off 7:30, on the air about 7:10. Opening five for Bell Fountain is as follows. Hayden Neese, a 6'2" junior, opens at the post. He'll play out on the wing as well. Jacob Rogan, 6'5", a senior. Isaiah Miller, 6'1", a senior. Jack Clement is a freshman, a 5'10 guard. And Dawson Tillman, a big guard, at 6'4" tall. Rogan with 27 last weekend for Bell Fountain against Salina. Opening five here for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Andre Gordon, 6 feet tall, a freshman, is in the opening unit, along with Isaiah Bowser at guard, 6'1", and a sophomore. Also opening is Lorenzo Taborn, 6'5", senior, just short of 300 pounds. Daryl McNeil starts, 6'1", a senior. He had 8 points last weekend against West Carrollton. And Cameron Gallimore, a 5'10 senior guard, he runs the point. He launches the threes. 15 points a game a year ago, 15 last week against West Carrollton for Sydney. Yellow Jackets in the home white, black numbers outlined in gold. Bell Fountain's got the road black, red numbers trimmed in white. And check, as I said a few minutes ago, if you don't score near 20 per quarter in this game tonight, you may start to slip behind a little bit. We may see as many as 15 to 20 threes made in this game this evening.
Well, both teams, I think, it's early in the season, so you can't tell, but you're assuming they're going to be pretty evenly matched. I think you're going to see a lot of runs. The team that can limit the other team's runs in this basketball game are going to win it.
Yep, I think you're right on about that. Opening tip to start it. And it is won by Sydney in the left corner. It's Gallimore. Gallimore sprints to the baseline, then flips it back out onside to Daryl McNeil. McNeil hands off to Andre Gordon. He's at the Sydney logo at center court. Now Bowser. Gallimore's got it. Oh, here's an alley-oop by Gallimore. Oh, what a lob to Andre Gordon for the stop. Gordon zipped around a pair of screens, was open, and Gallimore hit him with a beauty. Bell Fountain counters with a 16-foot J, way short, but a foul as the jump shooter, Dawson Tillman, was hacked on the arm. a resounding slam by Andre Gordon to get this game off with a bang.
Well, I'll tell you what, they set that back screen, and it was where we're sitting, you saw it coming.
Free throw no good by Bell Fountain as Tillman missed it in and out. Slapped on the wrist in the act of shooting. He's got a second one coming up. 2-0 Sydney. We got a quick snapshot of Andre Gordon's athleticism. We saw it on the football field many times this year. We've now seen it on the hardwood.
It's too bad he can't jump.
Second free throw good by Bell Fountain. 2-1, Sydney leads it. Here's Daryl McNeil, 25 feet away on the left. Picked up out of the arc by Rogan. McNeil hangs on, coming out to catch his Bowser. Flips into the lane to Taborn. Good agility for the big man. Missed it short, no good. Tipped up once, twice by Sydney. Last one by McNeil. Off the flange, not in. Rebounded by Bill Fountain, which heaves it down the floor in a hurry. Nice below the rim. Juggles, gets it back. Throws on the arc to the three-point shooter. It's banked by Miller. Circles the iron and comes off. Sydney the other way. Look out. Andre Gordon with a spin move. He took up the last 50 feet and laid it through off the window. 4 for Andre Gordon, 1 for Bell Fountain here at the start.
That might have been more impressive than the dunk.
Half-court pressure by Sydney. Bell Fountain stymied short of the timeline. 10-second call. 4-1 Yellow Jackets. We played a minute and a half first quarter. Isaiah Bowser to inbound, far side of the floor. Isaiah, a 6'1 sophomore. He scored a dozen against West Carrollton last weekend. Here's a lob by Andre Gordon down inside the Taborn. Stays on his feet, lets the defender go up. When he does, Taborn comes up a split second later and drops in a short banker from 6 feet away. 6-1 Sydney. Here's Bill Fountain on the run. Long pass down the floor to Rogan. Rogan hands off to Miller, who darts in from the left wing and lays it through. Bell Fountain fast breaking against the press. 6-3, Sydney leads. 2 minutes gone, first quarter. Far left side, Andre Gordon. Bell Fountain lets him shoot a long tray. It is strong. Weak side rebound by Nice of Bell Fountain. Down the floor to Rogan. Gives it up on top to Nice. Nice barges right down the middle of the floor. Through Sydney's defense, lays it in with the left hand. 6-5, Sydney up 1. 5:40 to go in the first. Andre Gordon to the timeline. Picked up 25 feet away by Bell Fountain guard Dawson Tillman. McNeil hangs on. Out Andre Gordon between the circles as head coach Andy Slaughter shouts out instructions. Gordon veers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple, nothing but court, all net. It was perfect. Oh, we saw plenty of those last year from Cameron Gallimore. He's got a radar for accuracy from behind the arc. Here's Bell Fountain countering down the floor quickly to Rogan. Rogan darts in from the left flank, banks it up short, no good. Rebound Sydney the other way. Andre Gordon into the paint. Deals right corner to Bowser. High arching triple off the back rim. Rebound over Sydney. Jackets up 9-5, 4:41 to go in the first. Gallimore top of the key, sets it up now for Sydney. Right side pass goes to Bowser. Taborn pops out, catches, shoots the triple around and out to the right. Weak side rebound by Bowser, up and good by Bowser. Little Isaiah Bowser at 6'1", displaying athleticism on that offensive putback. Here's Bill Fountain, 3-on-2 break, driving layup, no good. Rebound in the lane, and the left-hander Nice hits a 5-footer right in front. 11-7, Sydney by 4. We played half the first quarter. Straight away, Gallimore, he's not guarded, so he steps back and hits a 24-footer. Wow.
Well, you can't lose him. He has such a quick release.
Two of them all cord for Gallimore. Here's Bill Fountain, far left side of the court, down to 7, 14-7. Nice has got it, top of the key. Flips it near side to Jack Clement, just a freshman. Now to Rogan, back to Clement. Sydney doesn't guard him closely. And the ninth grader for Bell Fountain launches in a jump shot from behind the arc. It's a triple.
That was nice form.
14-10. Sydney up 4. 3:25 left to go here in the first. Taborn straight on for Sidney. Gives it up left corner to Gallimore. Gallimore checked now by Miller. Behind the arc to Bowser. Bowser sizes up a three ball. Leaves it short. No good. Rebounded by the Chieftains. On the run, it's Clement down the right side. Zips a pass to Rogan. Rogan goes to the left corner. Oh, a good sleight of hand steal on the play by McNeil. McNeil ripped it right away from him, and he's fouled in backcourt. 3:01 to go in the first, 14-10 Sidney. Already, Chuck, how many three balls?
Sidney's got two and one for Bell Fountain.
Three triples in the first 5 minutes of the game. At that pace, Chuck, we'll have about 25 threes before the night's out. Momentary delay. Sidney inbounding far side of the court. Andre Gordon will pitch into Gallimore. Substitution for Bell Fountain. Nice is out. Hayes Roebuck is in. Roebuck, a 6'2 junior. Nice on the bench. He stands at 6'2. Here is Sidney with the ball. Andre Gordon on the dribble, head of the key. Near side to Gallimore. Look out. Bell Fountain doesn't check him. And Gallimore swishes another triple. 17-10, Sidney. 2:43 to go in the first. Left side pass for Bell Fountain. It is Miller, Isaiah Miller with the ball. Gives it up near center circle to Clement. Right side throw to Dawson Tillman. Tillman, a big 6'4 guard. Bounces to Clement, left corner. On the weave, Clement gives it up, gets it back. Guns a triple off the flange. High arcing rebound, batted, and Sidney recovers. Here's Andre Gordon over the timeline. 2:10 to go, first period. Sidney up 7. Gallimore dribbles head of the key to the foul line. It is knocked loose by the Chieftains and stolen. Cameron needed to give that one up. Here's a shot fake by Rogan, head of the key. Now it's foul line J for Bell Fountain. Got it. Nice play by Rogan. Good move. 17-12. Minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Rogan pumped in 27 last week for Bell Fountain against Salina. And we saw why on that last play. He hangs himself in midair. He can shoot the jumper from any place on the court. Here is Sidney, baseline right. And we've got a spin move along the baseline by Devin Rogers in off the bench. Caught for a second, Chuck. He might be called for hooking the defender, but nope, Bell Fountain didn't slide over in time. Common foul. And Devin Rogers, a 6'2 sophomore, will inbound it. Nice back on the floor for Bell Fountain in place of Isaiah Miller. Miller, 6'1, sits down. Nice, 6'2, back on. Inbounded by Sidney. It's Gallimore again. Near side of the floor. Snaps off a three. Short. No good. Here's a run out by the Chieftains. Long throw down the floor to Nice. Driving layup. Good. 17-14. Well, when you miss a three and there's a long rebound and your guard is shooting the ball from the wing, you can be beaten down the floor. Little give and go. Sidney, nice play in the lane. Rogers on the finish from 6 feet.
Nice job of sharing the basketball. Drew the defender, got the ball down for the shot.
58 seconds to go in the first. 19-14. Sidney leads it. Far right side of the court with the ball. Bell Fountain's Nice being hounded straight away. Good defense applied by Rogers. Now it's Clement who retreats to midcourt. Nice, foul on extended left. Looks inside for the cutter. Back to Clement, straight on. And he airballs a three up there. Missed it badly. Rebounded by Sidney. 28 seconds left in the first. Andre Gordon's got the ball in the arc for the Yellow Jackets. Fires a pass to McNeil, baseline left. Into the left corner for the three-point shooter, Alec Gordon. It bounces off the rim, no good. Strong rebound by Rogers, up and in. Boy, he rebounds like he plays defense in football. He's tough underneath the basket. 8 seconds left in the first. Sidney up 7. Clement on top for the Chieftains and jockeying for position inside. McNeil fouls Rogan. Sidney really has done a pretty good job on Rogan so far, Chuck.
Yeah, and I'll tell you the other thing they're doing besides Gallimore hitting threes is they have 5 offensive rebounds here in the first quarter.
Big factor. Sidney has hit the offensive glass well. 4:01 to go first quarter. Bell Fountain inbounding beneath the rim. Down 7. Ball thrown to Clement on the arc. Right back to Rogan in the lane. At the buzzer. Fadeaway 10-footer. Hit the back iron and banged off the rim. No good. Sydney dodges a bullet. Belfountain misses just before the buzzer. First quarter closes. Sydney 21, Belfountain 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November of 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Sydney High School. Second quarter underway. Belfountain trails the Yellow Jackets 21-14. Our second boys hoops game of the young season here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Belfountain with the ball in the half court, passing it around between the circles. Good hounding defense by Sydney, and the Chieftains pitch it into press row. Gallimore's got the ball for Sydney. He's at center court. He jettisoned in three long triples in that first quarter. Here's a shot fake behind the arc. He goes to the foul line, jumps, shoots, hits it. Gallimore, 16-footer. He can drain those shots from anywhere. He's only got 11. 11 points for Cameron Gallimore of Sydney, which leads 23-14. Yellow Jackets' biggest cushion in this game. Belfountain forecourt to a right. Here's a near steal out high by Andre Gordon. Clements got the ball. Baseline left for the Chieftains. Open runner, short, off the rim. Knocked out of bounds by Belfountain. Sydney will bring it down the floor.
You can tell the freshman for Belfountain is going to be good, but I'm not sure that he should be guarding Gallimore. But now they've gone into a 2-3 zone.
Yes, a switch by Henry Stolle, head coach of the Chieftains. It's a zone look. Sydney with 23 points in the game's first 9 minutes. Burned up that man-to-man. Here's Daryl McNeil, head of the key, outside the arc on the right to Gallimore. Hits the cutter down the lane, Andre Gordon, and he muffs it. It goes out of bounds.
Yeah, the pass was at his feet. If he would have thrown the ball to him, it was going to be another layup.
6:42 to go in the second, 23-14 Sydney. Each team 1-0. Belfountain disposed of Salina last weekend, while Sydney routed West Carrollton 88-52 on the road in Montgomery County. Here's an offensive foul against the Chieftains away from the basketball.
It's on Rogan, his first.
Foul number one on the Chieftains' leading scorer on this season, Jacob Rogan, 6'5" senior. Gallimore and Andre Gordon in backcourt. McNeil on the front line for Sydney. Joined up front with Alec Gordon and Devin Rogers. That's the quintet out there at the moment. Gallimore's got the ball high right behind the arc. He peers down inside for a cutter, and Sydney returns the favor with an offensive foul away from the ball.
That was Rogers, and I'll tell you what, when he sets a screen, if it's illegal, he's not going to hide it. That's a big kid.
You're right about that, Chuck. The defensive lineman in football who had a super season. Placed that inside. He's going to be a force on the basketball floor for the Yellow Jackets. Here's a drive to the basket by Nice. Nice splits a couple defenders for Belfountain. Knifed right through the heart of the Yellow Jackets' D and banked it in on the run and was nudged on the shoulder as he lofted the shot in. Counted, plus one. Team foul situation, four on Sydney, three on Belfountain. Left-hander Nice at the stripe, shoots the free throw very long. Rogers goes up for the rebound with Chieftain substitute Spencer George, a 6'3 sophomore, and George whacks it out of bounds. Sydney ball. Gallimore in backcourt Slowly dribbles up. No pressure from Bell Fountain. Right side pass to Gordon, who loops it back across the top of the key to Gallimore. Behind a screen, and he clangs it off the rim. Long rebound left corner. Alec Gordon traces it down, but bounces the ball on the baseline out of bounds to the Chieftains.
That was a nice play against the zone. They stay screened on the backside. Got Gallimore a great look at it, just a little bit short.
Yep, executed it well. Everything happened just so, except the shot, which didn't fall. Chieftains with the ball out high. Handled there by Tillman. Dawson Tillman on the bounce to Clement. Back to Tillman. McNeil trying to overplay and get a steal. Bill Fountain's offense is starting a good 25 feet or so out on the court. 5:21 to go, second period. 23-16 Sydney. Dribbling is Dawson, left corner. Starts a drive. Tries to stop. Pressure defense from McNeil. And the Chieftain walked. Hustling D by McNeil triggered that miscue. 7-point lead, Sydney with the ball. We're near the 5-minute mark, second quarter. Head coach Andy Slaughter up down below, marking out the play call. Zone defense from Bell Fountain. McNeil, top of the key. Goes to Gallimore, right side. Right corner, Alec Gordon. Oh, a quick one-handed pass flicked inside to Rogers. It caught Bell Fountain by surprise. And the Chieftains had no choice but to clamp down on the forearm of Devin, who's got two free ones. What I've liked so far, Chuck, about Sydney is the unselfishness. You've alluded to the sharing of the basketball.
Yeah, they have very good ball movement.
Free throw, Rogers is lengthy. Off the back brace, no good. Second one coming up. Each team 2 points in the first 3 minutes of the second quarter after they combined for 35 in the first. Second shot, Rogers in the air, front rim, rolling, off, no good. Nice jerks down the rebound for the Chieftains. Backcourt to Clement. Clement on the bounce over the timeline, right side pass to Tillman. Looks for Rogan cutting, but he's not available. Chieftains weave it 30 feet away. Hayes Roebuck has got it now. Roebuck, a 6'2 junior. Bill Fountain trying to weave its offense and get a shot down inside. It goes to Nice on the block. Back out to Clement for a triple. Off to the right, no good. Rebound pulled down by Alec Gordon. Quickly up the floor to Andre. He cuts through the Chieftains defense and spins out on top. Sets the attack. 4:17 to go, first half. Alec Gordon lobs right corner McNeil. Shot fake behind the arc, inside to Rogers. Might have gotten away with a walk. No, he didn't. There's the whistle.
The first move was fine, but then he had nobody to throw it to after he made the move.
Rogers clearly took steps. Lorenzo Taborn back in for Devin Rogers. Half the second quarter gone. Been a low-scoring second period. Bill Fountain has worked the ball around each offensive possession for a while, plus Bill Fountain's zone has slowed down the Sydney shooting offensively. But the Yellow Jackets still lead by 7 thanks to pretty good D of their own here in period number 2. And Clement dribbling out high with the ball is stymied by Sydney's defense, and head coach Henry Stolle of the Chieftains gets a timeout. 3:53 to go in the second. Sydney up 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, it's Sydney 23, Bell Fountain 16. Chieftains inbounds to the freshman Clement near midcourt. He's on the dribble, picked up by Gallimore closely. Clement goes to the right corner, back out to Rogan. Rogan sets up, line drives a three up there, no good, it's crooked off to the left. That's beyond his range. 23-footer, Sydney, with an unmolested rebound. Yellow Jackets have it on the arc. It's Gordon to McNeil. Andre to Gallimore. Gallimore lobbing across the top of the rim. It's caught on the weak side by Andre, who can't finish off the play. He wanted to flush it. Bill Fountain back in a hurry. Nobody stops Rogan, who pulls up 8 feet away and hits a short J.
Good body control that time by Rogan to not get the charge. Pulled straight up and had a nice teardrop.
Jacob Robin makes it a 23-18 game. Field goal by Rogan, 27 last week against Salina. Four straight now by the Chieftains. Sidney hadn't scored in nearly 2 minutes. Here's a turnaround post jump shot by Tabor to the Yellow Jackets. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Bell Fountain. Chieftains forecourt to a right, down five. Sidney led with 5.5 to go in the second quarter by a 23-14 count. As Rogan, head of the key, tries to step between a couple defenders, a knee is out from a Sidney player, and it's a defensive foul. Pretty good change of defenses by head coach Staley of Bill Fountain.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it was a great change, and it was one that they needed to make.
And Sidney's hot shot shooting in that first quarter has been stalled by Bill Fountain's own defense. Dribbling out on the arc is Dawson Tillman for Bell Fountain, and he's undercut 30 feet from the basket as Sidney put on the pressure way out on the floor. 16 fouls on Sidney.
There's on Andre Gordon. That's his second. That's why he's going to sit down for a little bit.
Andre's got a couple, and he gets a breather. That was an unnecessary trip. Didn't do it intentionally, obviously, but he got his foot in the path of the Bell Fountain dribbler. Here's a jump shot by the Chieftains inside the arc, left flank by George, way short. Rebound by Sidney. Well, after a very good shooting first quarter for both teams, each club frigid here in the second. 23-18 Sidney, 2:07 to go. Here's McNeil, high post, squeezes off the pass between a couple defenders, down inside to Tabor, who lays it in.
Good strong move to the basket by Tabor, too. He has really good footwork for such a big kid.
Sidney threaded the needle on that entry pass. Tabor concluded the play, 25-18 Sidney. Minute 50 to go in the half. Here's Spencer George, 6'3 sophomore, with the ball for Bill Fountain. Out of Clement, out high. Gallimore on him. Left side to Rogan. Rogan behind the arc. McNeil leaps high in the air, swats the three-pointer away. Yellow Jackets have got it four court left. What a play by McNeil. Down to Gallimore. Out high to Alec Gordon. Down to Gallimore, who retreats to center circle as per instructions from head coach Andy Slaughter. Now McNeil back to Gallimore. Screen. Long shot. Gallimore. Count it. It's in. Oh, that screen was set nicely by Alec Gordon for Gallimore. He connected his fourth triple. Sidney up 10 now, 28-18. A minute to go, first half. 30 feet away, Tillman. Baseline right, cut off by two players. Nowhere to go. Into George. George around Tabor, up with the left hand. A lot of rim. It's rolling in. Soft touch by George of the Chieftains. 28-20. Sidney up 8, 40 seconds to go in the half. Gallimore to midcourt. Dribbles between the legs. Yellow Jackets pull it back out. May play for one. I think that's what head coach Andy Slaughter prefers. Up 8 points, why not? You hit two or three, you're up 10 or 11 as the half ends. You're up 8 if you don't score. Here's Gallimore dribbling between the legs. 16 seconds to go. Gallimore's got a little lane, drives down the right side to the rim. He's walloped on the elbow. He's got two. Gallimore was surveying the court, one of that opening. He wasn't going to settle for a three. He had a crack in the defense, took advantage. He's at the stripe, two shots. 80% foul shooter a year ago, missed it. It hit the back rim.
That was also the second foul on Tabor, so that was a double whammy.
15.3 to go until the end of the first half. Second free throw for Gallimore. Sidney a chance to inch the lead to 9. Shot by Cameron. Oh, he missed both of them. Each caromed off the iron, and the Chieftains ran down the rebound in the corner of the floor. 8 seconds to go. First half. Midcourt on the dribble, Tillman, near steal by Sidney. Ball thrown in the lane to Nice. Nice carves out space. Little left-handed jumper right in front. 7-footer beats the buzzer. Nice hits it for Bell Fountain. And Sidney is up 6, 28-22 at the half. Well, Sydney taking the ball to the hoop with 15 seconds left in the second quarter resulted in Bell Fountain getting the last shot of the half because Sydney could not drain the two free throws as Gallimore missed them both. And as opposed to a 10-point lead for Sydney at halftime at 6 on the made bucket by Nice just before the buzzer. Been a good game, 50 points scored between the two here at the half. And Sydney's head coach Andy Slaughter will try to solve the zone at intermission in the locker room. The Chieftain zone slowed down Sydney's offense in that second quarter, but Sydney played very good D in the second period as well. And Bell Fountain could not find the range either. Sydney with 7 points in the second. Bell Fountain with 8 after Sydney outscored the Chieftains 21-14 in the first 8 minutes. Well, we've gotten a good glimpse of Sydney basketball through two quarters. It's going to be a lot of three-point shooting, baseline-to-baseline action, fast-paced, and quite a bit of athleticism displayed by the two Gordons, McNeil, Bowser, and company all year long. Fun to watch, right, Chuck?
Yeah, I mean, they had a little trouble with the zone, but I thought the shots they got against the zone were okay. They just weren't dropping. Exactly. They're 0-for-4 from the free throw. We'll go stats in a minute, but they've missed all four of their free throws.
Yeah, you're right. Pretty good shot selection in the second quarter against that zone. And Sydney just could not cash in. That may change here in the second half. 28-22 Sydney over Bell Fountain after two quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Sydney High School. The Yellow Jackets boys team leads Bell Fountain 28-22. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Thanks so much to Wilson Health, a longtime underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, which begins its 10th calendar year in January. Chuck, the numbers.
Well, both teams are valuing as good as the defense is. Bell Fountain had 4 turnovers all in the first quarter, and Sydney had 3 in the first half. 13-9 rebounding advantage for the Yellow Jackets, 5-1 on the offensive boards. Neither team shot free throws well. Bell Fountain 1-of-3. Sydney missed all 4 of their attempts. Individual scoring for the Chieftains. They got 10 from Hayden Nice. Then it drops down to 4 from Rogan. They got 3 out of Clement on a 3 in the first quarter. 2 from Isaiah Miller. 2 from Spencer George. And 1 from Tillman. They scored 14 and 8, 22 for the first half.
Gallimore leads Sydney with 14. Then they got four each from Taborn, from Andre Gordon, from Devin Rogers. They got two from Isaiah Bowser. They scored 21, only seven in the second quarter. 28-22 Yellow Jackets at the half.
Several things caught my eye, Chuck. For sure, that thunder dunk by Andre Gordon to start the game with a thud. Beautiful pass from Gallimore. Of course, the athleticism in general for Sydney. Offensive rebounding, you mentioned a four offensive rebound advantage for Sydney. And I think Sydney got at least three or four baskets as a result of those offensive rebounds.
Yeah, they got them early in the first quarter. I don't think they had an offensive rebound in the second quarter against that zone.
You're right.
And normally, you rebound better against the zone than you do against a man-to-man.
And the young man for Bellefontaine, Jacob Rogan, who shot in 27 last week against Salina, is not shooting the ball very well. I think he's 2 for 6 or 7 for the Chieftains.
Yep.
He's been limited to 4, and Coach Slaughter's got to be very pleased about that for Sydney.
Right, and Hayden Neese, the 6'2 junior, has picked up the slack.
Right.
I think a couple of times when he went down the lane, Sydney forgot he was left-handed because they were over playing the wrong side. But, you know, they got the 6-point lead. Kind of tough for them. They took the ball in the basket, missed the two free throws. Bellefontaine scored to get it down to 6. Could have been 10 or 12.
Yes, yep. Yeah, 4-point swing in the last 15 seconds of that first half. Sydney's biggest lead was 10 at 28-18 with about 90 seconds to go in that second quarter of play. Sydney led to 7 after 1, as Chuck noted. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Sydney leads Bellefontaine 28-22 here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on Scores Broadcast is underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 9 calendar years ago. LaCal once moved to Shelby County, specifically Jackson Center, all the way from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys basketball games, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center spotlights a couple cheerleaders tonight. Two from Sydney are recognized by LaCal. Britton Perea, a senior cheerleader, daughter of Kelly and Greg Nuss, 3.5 GPA for Britton. Plays the violin in the orchestra, participates in student government mock trial and Business Professionals of America. She'll study information technology at Bowling Green. A second senior cheerleader recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment is Kendra Demski, a 12th grade cheerleader at Sydney, 3.3 GPA, daughter of Jerry and Fran Demski. She participates in competition cheer, yearbook, and student government. She'll study early childhood education at the University of Toledo. LaCal Equipment underwrites our halftime segment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here we go. The third quarter kicks off. Bell Fountain remains in that zone defense, Chuck. Sydney up 6, 28-22. Yellow Jackets will try to figure it out. Alec Gordon's got the ball 25 feet away. He's on the floor with Taborn, along with Gallimore, McNeil, and Bowser. That's the five out there for the Yellow Jackets. We'll pick up the quintet for Bell Fountain momentarily. Nice, who had 10 in the first half, is out there along with Clement, Tillman, Rogan, and number 22, Miller. Timeout is called just a half minute into the third quarter, Chuck.
Well, they came out at halftime, and I know they guarantee you they talked about what they wanted to do against that zone, and then they came out and didn't do it. And they had a real mismatch. They had Taborn posted up down there against the freshman, Clement, the 5'10 freshman, and they never threw him the ball. So he calls a timeout, and I think they're probably going to run things a little differently here in a second.
And, Chuck, I like that from a head coach, because there's no reason to have three, four possessions go by and you not get accomplished what you talked about during the halftime break.
Right, yeah, and they're set up in like a 2-3 set, and they're running Gallimore side to side.
Here is Gallimore out high with the basketball 25 feet away, and he heaves it across the top of the rim to a teammate, Andre Gordon, much like the play that started the game, and it works to perfection. Gordon catches and curls it in over the rim, and Sydney is up by 8, 30-22. Well done by Sydney after the timeout. Kudos to the club and head coach Andy Slaughter right there. Bell Fountain missed to our left. Bad shot. Sydney got it. Fast break 3-on-2. A driving layup is no good. Gallimore gets the long rebound. His foul line, Jay, misses. And Bell Fountain hustles down the floor in a jiffy. Minute gone by here in the first half. Actually, a minute and a half. And Sydney has extended the six-point halftime lead to 8. On a weave, Miller gives it to Clement 25 feet away. Clement, the freshman, on the bounce. Sydney's remained in a zone all night long. Clement to Tilson, to Tillman. Tillman hands behind him to Rogan. Good screen from Tillman, and Rogan swishes the long triple. He was held at 4 in the first half. He's now got 7. It is 30-25. Sydney's lead down to 5. Yellow Jackets with the ball in the right corner. Oh, good inside piece from the good inside feed from the wing. Bowser with a great dish to Taborn.
He is wide open in there because they don't have anybody strong enough to guard him.
What a nifty pass by Isaiah Bowser. Here's Bill Fountain down the floor behind the 7. Nice swirls along the baseline, out of control, bailed out, over guarding against Gallimore. 5:42 to go in the third. 7-point lead for Sydney, 32-25. And you can bet repeatedly here in this period, Sydney will try to shove that ball down inside to Taborn. Bell Fountain coming off a made 3, its last trip down the floor, when Rogan canned a bomb. Has the ball now out on top. It's Clement on a weave to Miller. Back to Rogan. Shot fake on the arc. Goes to the foul line. Jump shoots from 15. It hit the rim twice. Rebound is punched at, but Taborn and Bell Fountain will throw in. Baseline, right of the basket. Tillman, the inbounder, to Clement, 30 feet away. Gallimore picks him up. Got it, Tillman. Tillman to the foul line, guarded closely on the play by McNeil. Now here's Nice.
McNeil switches over, picks him up. Now Tillman midcourt. Sidney up 7, 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's a weave, a pass intended for Logan. Stolen on the play by Andre Gordon. Look at him go. Andre, the length of the court, shovels it up and in. 4:53 to go in the third. 34-25 in favor of Sidney. Here is pressure in backcourt by Sidney, and Bill Fountain's having difficulty. The Chieftains need a timeout to fix it. 4:51 to go in the third. Jackets up 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Sydney Yellow Jackets have never trailed in this game, led 2-0 at the start, then 6-3, 11-5, 17-10, and then 21-14 at the end of one. Sydney was out on top by as many as 10 points, 28-18 in the second. It's 9 now, 34-25, Sydney over Bell Fountain. 3 minutes, 15 seconds gone, third quarter of play. Bell Fountain after the timeout whips it up the floor into the right corner. Good defense by Taborn. He gets a fist on the pass, and then it deflects off Miller of the Chieftains. Sydney's got it. Well, for the most part, Chuck, Sydney has played very good defense. Bell Fountain has been held down to 25 points in 2.5 quarters. Midcourt, Alec Gordon on the dribble, left side pass to Bowser. Shoots a pass down inside to Taborn. He goes to work, lays it up hard, no good. Clements got to Karam for Bell Fountain. Lorenzo would like to have that shot back. Clement dribbles between the legs. Foul line, into the paint, running one-hander, got it. Nice play by the freshman.
It's going to be pretty darn good.
Jack Clement, 5'10" tall, just a ninth grader for Bell Fountain. Nifty move right down the lane, flipped a shot in there to make it a 7-point game. And then Andre Gordon is blocked in the paint at the other end. Bell Fountain to run out, knocked away by Sidney. Chieftains get it back. Tillman foul line, below the foul stripe. A leaner, good, off the front ring and in. And it's a 5-point game, 34-29. 4 straight points by Bell Fountain. Here's Gallimore out high, gets a nice screen, into the paint, running one-hander. It is around the rim and off. Oh, it circled the iron. Did everything but go in. It came off to Bill Fountain. Chieftains a chance to whittle this deficit down to 2 or 3 here. Here's Rogan, 30 feet away on the dribble. Into the right corner. Overplay by Andre Gordon who steals. And then a hasty bounce pass up the floor to Bowser. It goes over the boundary out of play. Well, Andre had Bowser running up ahead, but the pass was too far out in front, and it carried over the end line. Chieftains, another chance to cut into this lead further. It's a 5-point advantage for Sydney, 34-29, 2:58 to go in the third quarter. Left-hand dribble down the floor, Tillman. Tillman picked up by Bowser, 30 feet away. Tillman still dribbling, goes outside the arc near side to Hayes Roebuck, who didn't start. He's in off the bench, 6'2" tall. Now to Spencer George, 6'3" sophomore, also a substitute. Behind the arc to Miller. Miller weaves, foul line extended left, it's Roebuck. He powers his way into the lane. He puts a shot up on the rim. It dances in, but negated. Take it off the board, offensive foul. Yep, Sydney has not put a point on the board in the last 90 seconds plus. However, Bell Fountain's offense has been held in check by Sydney's D. Still a 5-point game, 34-29. 2:28 to go, third quarter. Gallimore walks it up. Bell Fountain's zone defense has changed this game a lot. Now Bell Fountain is in a man-to-man. Here's a foul line right. Jumper by Gordon, wide of the mark, barely grazed iron as he was falling away, missed it poorly, rebounded by Bell Fountain. 2 minutes even to go, third quarter. Sydney's come up empty. It's last five trips down. Here's Clement, 30 feet out for Bill Fountain. Picked up out high by McNeil. Clement weaves, goes to Tillman. Chieftains head coach Henry Stolle signals out play number four. Tillman nearly at midcourt now. Bill Fountain is spreading the court, looping the ball in the left corner to Clement, and then Clement rotates back out on top. Bowser's on him. Right side to Miller. Check by Andre Gordon. Near side pass Clement. Good ball rotation. Baseline left Tillman. Shot blocked. No good. Rebound by George. Up and in. He was Johnny on the spot. He got the garbage. And Sydney's lead is all the way down to three. 34-31. 1:17 to go. Third quarter. Gallimore at midcourt. Clement on him. Right side pass Bowser. Dayborn straight away. Left flank Andre Gordon. Here's Gallimore coming off a screen, shooting the three. No good. It hit the flange. Rolled into the left corner. Bowser could not save it. Sydney zipped for six in the last half dozen possessions.
They're getting some decent looks. I mean, if I'm coaching Sydney, I'll let Gallimore shoot that shot all day long.
Right. 60 seconds to go in the third. Chieftains to the timeline. It's Tillman on the dribble. Picked up by Andre Gordon. Right side pass to Rogan. Starts to work on McNeil. Inside to George. George, turn around, one-hander. Ten-footer. Oh, it's dancing all around the rim. It skips off. Weak side rebound. Miller, shot fake. Up and in. And Bill Fountain's within one. 34-33. Andre Gordon to midcourt for Sydney. Half minute left in the period. Andre at the Sydney logo. Looks over to head coach Andy Slaughter. Bill Fountain has dominated the last 3 minutes of this period. 19, 18, 17 seconds left in the period. Here's Andre Gordon still dribbling. Tillman guards him loosely. Down to 10, to 9, to 8. Gordon bouncing, foul line. Left corner McNeil. Shot fake. He's got a drive around the defender. Hooked it up from below his waist. Attracted a two-shot foul. No chance to make that shot.
No, they bailed him out, but he did a good job of getting to the free throw line.
Well done by Daryl McNeil at the stripe. He's got two with 2.4 to go. Sydney needs these. Free throw McNeil short, and that's been an Achilles heel for the Jackets.
0 for 5.
Five free throws shot, five missed for Sydney in this game. Second one by McNeil in the air. No good off the heel. Long rebound, Tillman. Tillman's 50-footer is in the air. Just to the right of the rim, off the glass, no good. Three quarters in the books. Sydney has seen its 10-point lead shaved to one. Yellow Jackets 34, Chieftains 33 on scorersbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Sydney Yellow Jackets were ahead 34-25 halfway through that third quarter, and then Sydney was blanked for nearly the last half of that third period. Meanwhile, Bell Fountain reeled off eight consecutive points to cut a nine-point Sydney lead to one. We are at the end of three. We're set to start the fourth.
Well, they scored 21 in the first quarter and 13 since.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And that's what a very good zone defense can do to you. And Sydney simply has not been able to drop in the outside jump shots. And the Chieftains are right in the thick of this game. 34-33, Sydney up one. As poorly as Sydney has shot second and third period, Sydney still with the lead thanks to very good defense in its own right. Here's Tillman with the ball in the right corner for Bell Fountain. Rogers all over him. Good D. Handoff on the play to Miller. Miller cuts to the rim. Misses a gimme right in front. Loose ball. Rebound. Tapped out to the top of the key. It's on the floor. And a reach foul against Sydney. Common personal. Second on the Yellow Jackets. Two on the Chieftains in this half. 34-33. Sydney, far side of the court. Tillman will inbound. Rogan on the floor with George and Clement and Nice, along with the playmaker, who is Tillman. Tillman looks, whips it in to Nice. Nice starts a drive, covered up by Alec Gordon. Good defense by him. Dale McNeil tries to get a hand in there. Ball dealt to Tillman. He goes baseline, triple teamed. Hands it off to George right in front. He loops up a five-footer. It's good for the double team by Sydney. Trapped the Belfountain player who was able to find the free man in the paint. George on the finish, and Belfountain's got its first lead. 7 minutes left. 35-34. On the arc, it's Andre Gordon. Step back three by him, a little off to the right. No good. He follows his shot, gets it, ducks under. Too hard, missed it. We've got a foul on the rebound against Sydney over the back. Boy, they have just hit the wall right now. Yellow Jackets can't buy a shot. 5 minutes without scoring now for Sydney, overlapping two periods of play. 6:48 remaining in the fourth. 35-34, Chieftains got their first lead in this game. 7 minutes to go here in this period. Minute 20 gone, fourth quarter. Miller's got the ball top of the key for Belfountain. Out high to Tillman. Man-to-man defense by Sydney. Here's Clement dribbling between the legs. Goes near side to Miller. 6:24 left in the contest. Miller dribbling. Picked up by Rogers. 30 feet out. That's thrown to Rogan. The cutter. Double team. Triple team. Wild shot off the glass. Loose ball right corner. Chieftains jam it out of bounds. Yep, Sydney with pretty good defense once again. The Fountains only scored 10 points in the last 6.5 minutes or so. But Sydney has not gotten a single point during that stretch of time. And the Yellow Jackets fallen behind by one. Here's Gallimore, catches the looping pass right side of the floor. Good baseline drive. Gallimore, he's not slowed down. He took it to the rim and scored. McNeil nearly a steal in backcourt. There's a frenzy of action 70 feet from the hoop. Double team by Sydney, nearly a 10-second count. Timeout called by Coach Stiley of Belfountain in the nick of time. Super baseline drive to Gallimore gives Sydney a one-point lead, 36-35, with 6 minutes to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Well, Sydney has regained the lead at 36-35 thanks to a very clever drive shot by Gallimore as he zipped in from the right wing, kissed it in off the glass. Belfountain attacking. Rogan's got the ball top of the key. 5.5 now to go in the fourth. Inside pass to Miller. Miller swiveling toward the basket, banked it in. A nice play by Isaiah Miller of the Chieftains. who lead it 37-36. Sydney's got the ball full court right. Gordon goes baseline. Stopped by Tillman, nearly a defensive foul, no call. On top to McNeil, thinks about the three, doesn't let it fly. McNeil motions inside for Alec Gordon. Now it goes to Rogers behind the foul line. Misfires from 17. What do we have? A shove off in the paint.
Whoa.
Offensive rebounding foul against Sydney.
Tell you what, Alec Gordon needs to keep his mouth shut. He just almost got teed up on that one.
Foul against the Yellow Jackets. It's on Alec Gordon, number two. Bell Fountain with possession, up one. 5 minutes even to go in the game. Sydney Yellow Jackets were red hot at the start. Pumped in 21 points in the first 8 minutes. And since, only 15 points in the last two and a half quarters. Unbelievable turnaround. The result of super zone defense by Bell Fountain. Here's Clement between the rings for the Chieftains on the dribble. Near side pass to teammate Tillman into George. Backs down Rogers. Back to Tillman. Left wing jump shot. Look out, a three-pointer. Swish! He's got it. Tillman from three-point territory. Second three of the game for Bell Fountain. 40-36. Chieftains up four. 4:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney with the ball. Driving. Gallimore pulls up at the elbow on the right. Cross court to McNeil. McNeil looks inside, no one there. Now to Bowser, left corner. On top, Alec Gordon, foul line. Tries to get space in the lane, can't. Out to Gallimore. Gallimore forced a three, missed it off to the right. Long rebound ricochets to Sydney. 3:55 to go. Here's Gordon with a little room. And Andre cuts his way to the basket, knifing right through the Chieftains' defense. A foul called against Bell Fountain.
That's only three teams that are going to be bringing the ball in.
Four team fouls, Sydney, three Bell Fountain. Playmaker Gallimore, right corner Bowser. Bowser behind the arc, lets it fly, overshoots it. And we've got an offensive rebounding foul, or I should say a defensive rebounding foul. Miller on the back of McNeil. And Sydney gets the ball out of bounds again.
That drives you crazy as a coach. You need to work hard. You can't stand behind your man and then try to jump over his back.
No.
You gotta go around him when the ball's in the air and put a body on him.
And that mistake by Bell Fountain gives Sydney another possession. Bowser launches yet one more three. It is too hard. A little too much oomph on that shot. Hit the back rim. Easy rebound for Bell Fountain, which is up four with 3:35 to go in the game. 40-36. Here's Clement between the circles. Looks down inside for George. And away from the action, we got a foul on McNeil. He's on George's back.
They called that on Gordon. That's his third.
Ooh, it's on Andre Gordon. He picks up number three.
But I thought you had it right. But they don't give us a whistle.
Here's Tillman set to inbound for Bill Fountain. And he doesn't pitch it in play. Whistle blows. Players jockeying for position outside the lane. Foul on Bill Fountain.
I'm pretty impressed with this George kid, 6'3", sophomore. He's got 6 points. Silly foul there, and he knew it right away. He pointed to himself like mine.
Check, I was about set to comment. Bill Fountain's got nice bench play in this game from a few people, specifically Spencer George, the sophomore, as you noted. He's been a difference maker in the second half. Sydney has been thwarted offensively since the second quarter started. Here's Gallimore trying to weave down the lane, threads his way to the basket. A late dish to Rogers. What an assist. And Rogers gets the field goal right in front. Gallimore made it happen. 40-38. Sydney down two. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Ball thrown to Nice outside the lane. Starts a drive across the paint. Dumps it left corner to Clement. Clement circles the wagons on top. 2:48 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney down a bucket. Here's Miller, picked up by Rogers. Head of the key, it's Nice. Nice has an avenue down the paint. Wild shot as he was stumbling. Missed it badly. Easy rebound to Sydney. Here's Gordon pushing the pace. Andre into the lane. Around a couple men. Tries a Houdini flip shot from his ankles. No chance to make it, but he does get two free throws. And I like the way Andre Gordon, Chuck, initiated the action there. floor was scattered, and he was quicker than anybody Bill Fountain had.
He plays smart basketball. I've been impressed.
Sydney needs to make its first free throws of the night right here to tie up the game. Gordon shoots and hits it. Rim, backboard, and in. 40-39. Sydney down one. 2:30 left. Fourth quarter. Second shot, Andre Gordon. Four dribbles. Make it five. Make it a half dozen. Spins the ball in his palms. It's airborne. It is good. And we're tied up at 40. Sydney down by four midway through the fourth has tied this game back up, 40 apiece. Clement into the forecourt for Bill Fountain. Near side pass to Tillman. Andre Gordon on him, 30 feet away. Now to Miller. Miller, left-hand dribble. Weaves to Nice. Now to Clement. Down to 2:11 to go in this game. Oh, here's a steal. Gallimore knocked it away to Rogers. To Gallimore. Way up. Good! What a steal by Cameron Gallimore. As the freshman Clement for Bill Fountain took his eye off the ball while dribbling, and in that split fraction of a second, Gallimore shook it loose. Sydney up two, 42-40. A minute 48 to go, fourth quarter. Tillman behind the back on the dribble. Foul line to Rogan on the arc. Rogan to Tillman. Right corner baseline. Nice stumbled. Back to Rogan for three. Way short. Long rebound though, Nice. Around Taborn. Gallimore reached in and hacked. And I don't think it's a shooting foul.
That's only going to be the sixth team.
Tell you what, Chuck, that was a very good foul by Gallimore.
Yeah, it saved him 2 points, so he had to bring the ball back in.
A minute 32 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney with six straight leads, 42-40. Fine defensive play by Gallimore a moment ago. Inbounded by Bill Fountain to Nice. On top to Clement. Minute 24 left in this game. Clement dribbles with the left. Gallimore hounds him at the center stripe. Here's Clement. Inside the arc. Baseline left to Nice. Nice around his man. Knocked away from behind. But Taborn, who got a mitt on it. Dribbler for the Chieftains was headed for trouble beneath the backboard. Sydney's defense harassed him. Knocked it out.
You got one corner on Taborn and Rogers. You're in trouble.
1:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Bill Fountain with a precarious pass from beneath the basket out near the center line. Sydney slapped it three. A scrum on the floor. A jump ball. Sydney gets the arrow. Wow, that's a big play. Chuck, we'll keep it right here with a minute 14 to go in the fourth. And Sydney up 2:40, 2:40. Hey, some of you may have heard of Brookins. For those of you who have not heard of Brookins, it's been a fixture in downtown Fort Laramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on its walls beside the pics of the current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You can sit back, relax, and enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhurst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is available, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street on the web at brookins-usa.com. Stop in, say hello to Dale and Joyce Barhorst. Tell them you heard about Brookins on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget that pork chop special on Saturday night and roasted chicken around the clock at Brookins. Well, Sydney's played very good defense the last 3 minutes here in the fourth quarter, and the Yellow Jackets have earned a 2-point lead the hard way, 42-40, after being down by four. 1 minute left on the clock. Sydney got the ball before the timeout thanks to the possession arrow, and the Yellow Jackets are content to dribble ahead of the key. 16 fouls each way, both teams in the bonus. Here's Andre Gordon, 30 feet out. Tillman on him. hands it off on the play to McNeil. Bell Fountain may have to foul to Gallimore. Gallimore sprints down the lane, veers off into the corner, looks inside for Taborn. We've got over guarding against Bell Fountain as Taborn was about set to post up. Gallimore was one more bounce from sending him the ball right below the rim. And now Sydney has got to produce points at the free throw stripe.
Well, they need to make free throws now.
42-40 Sydney. After Bell Fountain led 3 minutes ago, 40-36. 1-1 for Taborn. 35 seconds left in the game. And as you can tell by the roar of the partisan crowd here at Sydney, Taborn connects at the stripe.
Well, we talked about teams having runs before the game, and this has been, Bell Fountain had the run to get the lead, but Sydney is having the last run, and normally that's the one that wins the basketball game. The
Yellow Jackets have answered.
Seven straight, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Bell Fountain took the lead over Sydney with seven left in the game. And a second free throw by Taborn, short, no good. Rebound saved by the Chieftains. Right back to the Yellow Jackets. And Andre Gordon is running away from the Chieftains players. They're trying to pursue and foul. They do. 28.1 to go. Sydney up 3, 43-40. Bell Fountain led by 4 midway through the quarter. Took a lead for the first time with a minute gone in the fourth. Fine run over the last 4 minutes by Sydney. Free throw by Andre Gordon. It's the 1-1. He's got it. 44-40, Sydney. Under a half minute left in the fourth. Yellow Jackets hitting free throws when they count the most. Andre with 5-6 dribbles. Eyes the hoop. Spins the ball in his fingers. Front rim, back rim. Side rim, no good. Bell Fountain with the ball. 4-point lead, Sydney. Here's Clement down the floor on the run. Gallimore tries to strip him and fouls him as Clement took it to the hoop. It's a two-shotter. Two free throws for the freshman Clement of the Chieftains, who are down to 4 with 21.9 to go. Boy, if Sydney takes care of the ball and makes a few foul shots, the Jackets have this game to win.
Well, this is a good game for them because obviously West Carolina wasn't very good, and they did everything they wanted to do. Now they're actually working on some of the things they're going to need.
Here's the free throw of the freshman Clement of Bell Fountain, and he's got too much length on it. No good. Fouled in the act of shooting. He gets a second. Sydney's got Taborn and Rogers in along the lane to rebound here now. Substitution by Coach Slaughter, a good one. McNeil, Gallimore, Andre Gordon on the court. Second shot, Clement, high arch, swish. 44-41 in favor of Sydney. Timeout called, Bell Fountain. 21.9 to go in this game. Sydney will inbound down to her left, leading by 3.
That was his last time out. Ooh, he's not going to be able to stop the clock after a made shot at the other end.
Little risky, although head coach Stolle feels confident that he's got to set up his plan of attack defensively to make things happen right away on this Sydney possession. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice. And Adams Tech Solutions in Anna reaches out to aid small businesses with high-tech computer solutions. PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Well, the ebb and flow of this game in the fourth quarter has been swinging like a pendulum. Bell Fountain trying to steal back Mighty Mo in the final 21.9.
Right. But my point on the timeout was
shooting a free throw, you put somebody at the scorer's table, and as you make the substitution, that's where you have that conversation with your kids.
Yes.
That way you still got a timeout.
Interesting. You're right. 10 players in backcourt. Sidney needs to get it in. It goes to Gallimore. Gallimore splits a couple of defenders. He's nearly fouled. Races up the floor. Deals to McNeil. Two players hover over him. Foul called against the Chieftains.
And Sid,
yep,
beforehand.
Jackets get a timeout after the foul was called or before?
I think before.
Ooh, that's an interesting development.
They're discussing it.
Yeah, you're right. Sidney will get the ball out of bounds. No foul. McNeil or Coach Slaughter gave the timeout signal just before Bill Fountain wrapped McNeil up. So you might say, in a way, Chuck, if Sidney can get the ball in, the no foul call is good because Sidney's got the opportunity to take more seconds off the clock.
Exactly, and they have three timeouts, so if they get in trouble on the inbound, they can just stop the clock. But McNeil shot two free throws early in the game, and, man, they weren't even close. So I can understand why that's who they want to foul.
What's Sidney in the fourth quarter with the strike?
Let's see, they're 4 for 6.
16.3 remaining, 44-41 Sidney. Bell Fountain is gone nearly 4 minutes without a field goal here at the end of the game. Far side of the floor, Andre Gordon will throw in, and you can bet once he gets it in, he'll try to get it right back. Gordon looking. Oh, it's deflected. Taborn catches and does deal right back to Andre Gordon, who is cornered and fouled. Alert play by Taborn. Bell Fountain got a fingertip on that inbounds pass. It fell way short, but Taborn was aware, and he clutched the basketball and flipped it off to Andre. 12.8 to go. As 4 more seconds did get shaved off the clock when Sidney inbounded the ball there. Gordon with a 1-and-1, 9 team fouls on Bell Fountain. He missed it. No good. Rebounded by the Chieftains. And there's a foul at midcourt by Sidney, meaning the Chieftains get the 1-and-1. My goodness, that was a miscue.
Well, they're down 3. So, Sidney's up 3. So, I mean, maybe that was the strategy they just talked about.
Maybe so.
I've never been a fan of that, but I've seen it work.
Yep, that keeps Bill Fountain from shooting the 3 to tie, but now Bill Fountain's got a 1-and-1 to cut it to 1. And the free throw by Tillman is good with 9.4 to go. It's 44-42, Sidney.
It's just too much time on the clock to do that.
Right. Does Tillman try to miss? I don't think he tried to miss intentionally. The shot's no good. It bounced off the rim. Taborn can't collect the rebound, though. It's out of bounds to the Chieftains. 8.4 left. The Fountain ball below the rim. A three-point basket would win it now. Here's Tillman looking to throw in, trying to find somebody. Goes to Rogan, baseline left. Good defense by McNeil. Rogan outside the lane on the left. 10-foot fadeaway. No good. Rebound, top of the circle. Clements got it for the Fountain. Three-pointer at the buzzer. In,
wow.
Out. No good. And the Yellow Jackets pull it out. Oh, what a thriller.
Woo. That was about a quarter of an inch away from a 45-44 loss for Sidney.
Oh, my goodness. Head coach Andy Slaughter for Sidney. Head coach Henry Stolle of Bell Fountain shake hands at midcourt. Oh, one heck of a game. We thought it was going to be maybe 74-72. It turned out to be 44-42. Very high-scoring first quarter, 21-14 Sidney after one. Then the defenses took hold, and it was a chess match the rest of the way. Sidney had the last run in this game and staved off Bell Fountain. Jackets win it by a 44-42 count. And by my notes, Chuck, Bell Fountain did not get a field goal the last 3:50 of this game.
They had 3 field goals in the fourth quarter.
Yep, 3 in the fourth quarter, all in the first half of the period. And didn't get a bucket in the last nearly 4 minutes. And Sidney prevails by 2, 44-42. Heck of a game. And we enjoyed bringing it to you here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Sidney Yellow Jackets advance now to 2-0 on the year. Bell Fountain 1-1.
And we'll be back to bring you our Clancy Star of the Game for tonight. Also, our Clancy Star of the Game, which we mistakenly ignored from our contest last Friday when Rushi defeated Fairlawn. And we'll also have a scoring wrap-up for you in a minute. Sydney over Bellefontaine by 2, 44-42 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Mitch Middendorf, owner of Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, says his customers receive great value in home and commercial construction.
At Middendorf Builders, quality does come first. Clients believe quality and affordability are the top priority, and so do I.
Chet Harrod of Fort Loramie is one of the region's many well-satisfied homeowners who've had houses built by Middendorf.
My family and I, we have really benefited from the affordability of Middendorf Builders. We really like the common sense approach that Middendorf Builders took into the building of our home.
Middendorf Builders also excels in commercial construction.
Middendorf constructed our 3,400-square-foot facility in Anna this past summer.
Aaron Barlow is the business manager of XL Sports Medicine.
Without question, I'd say Middendorf met our expectations, and this new facility has allowed us to serve our growing number of physical therapy patients.
Middendorf in Fort Loramie, on the web at MiddendorfBuilders.com.
I'd recommend Middendorf Builders to anyone. It's a household name in home building.
A thriller here tonight at Sydney High School, won by the Yellow Jackets 44-42 as head coach Andy Slaughter's boys team defeats Bellefontaine in a cliffhanger. Last year at Bellefontaine, Sydney won by one on a last second shot. Tonight, Bellefontaine has a shot with about, what, 3.5 seconds to go, and then one at the buzzer. The first shot at 2 to tie. The second shot a 3-pointer to win, and it rimmed and came out. And Lady Luck was on Sydney's side tonight.
Chuck. That would have been a tough one for Sydney to lose. I mean, it's early in the season, so it doesn't devastate you, but they played well enough to win the game, and they just really went cold shooting the ball in the second half, but they did what they had to do to win the basketball game.
And you know what? Gallimore shot lights out early, and then he combined with Andre Gordon to make some good offensive moves down the stretch. Plus, Gallimore played excellent defense in the last 2-3 minutes.
He did a job on the freshman. There was a senior on a freshman, and you know, the Clement kid is just going to get better and better. But tonight, Gallimore had his number a little bit, especially defensively.
And it was Clement with the 3-point try at the buzzer that circled the iron, came out. It would have counted because he got it off just in the nick of time. In fact, it was on the rim when the buzzer went off. Sydney survives to win it by 2, 44-42. Let's take a look at the scorebook.
Well, looking at the individual scoring for Bellefontaine, they were only had one in double figures, and that is Hayden Neese. He had 10 at the half, ended up with 10 for the game. And then it drops down to Rogan had 7, Tillman had 7, and they got 6 each from Miller, Clement, and George. 42 for the game. They were 3 of 7 shooting free throws. Not very good there either. Sydney led by Gallimore with 18. They got 11 from Andre Gordon. They got 8 from Taborn. They got 6 from Rogers. They got 2 from Bowser. They were 4 of 13 from the free throw line. So that's a place where they'll probably spend a little time tomorrow at practice, I would assume.
Who's our Clancy star of the game for tonight, Chuck?
Tonight it's going to be Cameron Gallimore. He had 14 at the half, ended up with 18, but like you said, played great defense on the perimeter, had probably 5 or 6 assists to go along with his points. He was terrific tonight, the senior.
And a young man by the name of York was our star of the game last Friday night. He drilled 29 points for Rushi.
He had 29, and then on the other side we gave it to Nate Lessing for Fairlawn. So those are the three Clancy's players in the last two games.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Sydney Yellow Jackets defeat the Belfountain Chieftains 44-42 tonight. Sydney's going to be fun to watch this year. We invite the fans to come out and view the Yellow Jackets in action. It's going to be an exciting club. If opposing teams take a cue from tonight's game, Sydney may see some more zone.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt they're going to see some more zone, but I like the offense that Sydney ran against the zone. They got some really good looks even when they went to the zone, but they just weren't hitting them. But I'm going to concur with you. Come out, watch them play. Get excited, because the more the crowd gets the team revved up, you got some athletes, and they're worth coming out to paying to get in to see them play the game of basketball.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Three-point shooting, very good. Yellow Jackets, high-octane offense. They'll break it down the floor when the chance presents. The other thing I like, Chuck, defense. Hey, Sydney plays hard-nosed defense. It's not only offense. The Yellow Jackets play at both ends of the floor for head coach Andy Slaughter.
Well, I used to tell kids all the time, you can have a bad offensive game, but there is no excuse to have a bad defensive game. That just means you're not making the effort.
Sydney is at Xenia in a game coming up this Friday night. I'm trying to search through the schedule to get Sydney's next home game. It's Friday, December 11th here against Vandalia Butler. So come on out and take a look at your Sydney Yellow Jackets. It's a club which I'm sure will surpass the 9-win season of a year ago.
I would be surprised if they don't.
And so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, a part of this presentation. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders developing the Timber Trail subdivision, South Edge of Anna, Route 25A, many beautiful wooded lots. Home customization at its best. Middendorf Builders will build your home to your specifications. These additional sponsors, including Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, Sydney 44, Belfountain 42 tonight. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Bluffton University's MBA program. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Tell Joyce and Dale Barhorst at Brookins you heard about Brookins Fine Food on scoresbroadcast.com. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Our post-game sponsor, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, goffneyfurniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Goffney on West Michigan Avenue, that's Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? And thanks as well to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in McCartyville, or I should say in Anna near McCartyville. On Time High-Tech Computer Solutions. Brought to you by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adams Tech Solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers. Plus the in-between just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Excellent game tonight, right down to the wire. Sydney wins it by 2. It was somewhat of a seesaw battle in the fourth. Sydney led by as many as 10 in the first half of this game. Belfountain didn't get its first lead until the initial minute of the fourth quarter. And then the Chieftains went up by as many as 4 before Sydney got a streak going late in the game, stayed ahead, till the end, although the Chieftains made it close. A three-pointer by Bill Fountain to win the game missed at the buzzer. Our next presentation here on ScoresBroadcast.com is a webcast on Thursday night from Minster, New Knoxville Girls at Minster. Two teams expected to battle it out for the Midwest Athletic Conference Championship this year. Tonight, by the way, Minster is playing Versailles at Minster. Tip-off 7:30 on Thursday. Our webcast begins at 7:10. And don't forget, on Friday night, it is Fairlawn at Anna boys action on scoresbroadcast.com. On the air at 7:40, tip-off at 8 on Friday evening. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, and for Chuck McBee, alongside on stats, engineering, and color.
Mostly color.
I'm Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Sydney, where the Yellow Jackets defeat the Chieftains 44-42.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.